Pasuk at the beginning of the parsha, when it talks about someone who comes to bring a korban olah, so the pasuk describes it as El Pesach Ohel Moed Yaakov Oso L'Ritzon L'Fnei Hashem. The person has to come to the Mishkan, to the Mizbeach, Yaakov Oso, bring his korban L'Ritzon L'Fnei Hashem. So Rashi quotes on Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun, says that Yaakov Oso sounds like Val Karcho Melamed Shekofen Oso, we can force him to bring the korban. Yochel Val Karcho Talmud Lomer L'Ritzono. I would think maybe even Bal Karcho, Yaakov Oso, we can be kofen also, you can force him to do it, beat him up to do it. I would think that even Bal Karcho, Zok the Pasuk, Lirtzono. He has to do it Lirtzono. So how do we reconcile these two things? How can it be Lirtzono and also Bal Karcho? So Zok the Gemara, the famous line, the kofen also at Shiyomar Rotzani, that we force him until he says Rotzani. He has to say Rotzani, it has to be Lirtzono. And it's considered Lirtzono if he says Rotzani. But even if he doesn't agree, we're kofen oso. We're going to beat him up until he says Rotzani. First glance, it seems very strange. That's called Lirtzono. That's called agreeing to bring the korban. We're kofen oso. We're beating him up. Beating him up. How's that considered Lirtzono? It's interesting. The Gemara in Kiddushin there says the same thing regarding Gerushin. Regarding Git. There are some situations where the Baal is mechuyev to give a get to his wife. He's obligated. So what do we do if the husband doesn't want to do it? He doesn't agree? So the Mishnah at the end of Gittin says that we force him, the Bezdin shall Yisrael, even though a get ma'usa is possible, if a get is forced, Bezdin shall Goyim, if Goyim beat up a husband and they force him to give the get, then the get is possible. It has to be Britzona. You need the full consent of the husband for the get. But if there are situations where he's actually mechuyev to give the get, then Bezdin shall Yisrael can force him to do it. How does that work? Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun says, how does that work? That we force him until he says Rotzani. So Nochamot, it's the same kasha. If the Gerishin requires the full consent of the husband, so that's called Ritzono. That's called Ritzono Hatov. He's giving the get. Ritzono. He's giving the get because we're beating him up. We're beating him up. We know what the truth is. He says Rotzani, but that's what he really feels. He's not saying Rotzani because he wants to give the get. He's saying Rotzani because he wants you to stop hitting him. So how's that called Ritzono Hatov? The Rambam Menuchas Gerushin in Perek Beis Halacha Chof is a famous loshon. The Rambam says, "What's the answer?" He says, "Mishatokfo Yitzro Hara Levatal Mitzvah Lasas Aver." If a person's Yitzro Hara overpowers him, strong arms him to do an avera or not to do a mitzvah, Kevan Shehuka Chetosh Yitzro Va'amar Rotzani Kvar Girish Lirtzon. So the Rambam, once we beat him up until his Yitzro Hara is weakened, now he says Rotzani. Then he really wants it. He really wants it. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam seems to be telling us that really the Ratzon HaPnimi of a person is to do the Ratzon Hashem. A person really wants to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of him. But the Yetzer Hara gets the better of him. The Yetzer Hara takes control of a person. It doesn't allow him to do what he's supposed to be doing. It doesn't allow him to do what he himself wants to do. So if we're kofen oso, if we beat him up, what are we doing? We're really megala, the ratzon hapnimi of the person. We're revealing the inner ratzon of the individual. That's really what he wants. That's what his neshama wants. That's what his yetzer tov wants. So even if you think that he's saying rotzani just because he wants you to stop beating him up, the emes is that it's an expression of the ratzon hapnimi of the individual. It's an expression of his inner desire. And that's why it's called bitzona. That's why the gerishin is cham. And the same is true when it comes to carbon. We might be beating him up. We might think that he's saying Rotzani just to stop the makas, but the reality is that's the Rotzani Apnimi of the individual. He really wants to bring that carbon. But the Etzahara is preventing him from doing it. So once we beat him up and he says Rotzani, then he's expressing his inner Rotzani. That's the famous Rambam. Chasim Sofer in his parish on Chumash offers a different approach, Al Pidrush. He says that maybe what Chazal is saying, at least regarding carbon, is something a little different. Maybe Chazal are simply expressing the inner struggle of the Baal Aver. Someone does an Aver. What happens? He knows he has to bring the carbon. But he doesn't want to bring the carbon. You know, he's far away from the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to have to make a trip. He's going to have to, you know, take time off from work. He doesn't have vacation days. It's hard for him. He doesn't want to do it. He has a chiyuv. He has an obligation. But he's not happy about it. But he pushes himself to go. He's kofa osa. Not kofen that we force him. He forces himself to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, come up to Yerushalayim. even though it's a tircha and it takes time and he's not happy to go, but he forces himself. But on the journey, he has doubts. He starts to ask himself, what am I doing? I need this. I have the time to take off. I left my family. He's not so happy on the journey. He's not so happy to be taking his carbon up to the Beis HaMikdash. But what happens? Then he comes to the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the Kohanim scurrying around, doing the Avodah. He hears the Shira of the Levian. He sees some of the Nisim, some of the miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. He's enveloped by the Kedusha of the Makom. And then he's happy. Then he's so happy that he came to bring his carbon. Sometimes it's kofen also. Sometimes a person has to force himself to come to the Beis HaMikdash. He has to force himself to be exposed to Kedusha. But once he has that exposure, then it's Birtzona. His Ratzon changes. His Ratzon Hapnimi changes. Then he really wants to bring that carbon. He feels differently about himself, and he really wants to bring that carbon. That's Kofen also. But in the end, it's Taka Rotzani. He's Kofen himself to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But in the end, it's Rotzani. He really wants to bring that carbon. This is very similar to what Chazal say in Parashas Re'eh about Ma'aser Sheni, that the purpose of Ma'aser Sheni is to bring Yiras Shamayim, L'man Tilma B'Yiras Hashem Elokecha Kol HaYomim. What does Yiras Shamayim have to do with Ma'aser Sheni? Tosus in Bava Basra, that Chavalah quotes the famous comment of the Sifrei, that when a person comes to Yerushalayim with his Ma'aser Sheni and he sees Kulam Oskim B'Melecha Shamayim, there's everyone running around doing Melecha Shamayim, doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're Osek B'Torah, Kim Yitzion Teitzei Torah, they're Osek B'Torah and Osek in Avodah. So he feels different. He returns home after eating the Ma'aser Sheni, a different person. He has a different perspective on life. He's going to be Osek B'Torah more, Yiras Shamayim more. Everything is going to be, his midos are going to be different. Because the experience of Kedusha transforms him. Rav Pam used to say that from these two parashas, the parasha of the Korban Ola and the parasha of Ma'aser Sheni, we learn a fundamental yisod. And that is when a person is exposed to Kedusha, it has a transformative effect on him. It's so critical to choose the right friends, to choose the right community, to choose the right work environment, right? To choose an environment that can influence us positively, that can have a hashpah in a positive direction. Because if we choose the right environment, that's a game changer. If we're careful to make sure that we surround ourselves with individuals who are growing, who are living a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and hopefully they'll have a positive influence on us, and they'll motivate us to want to grow as much as we possibly can. Good chance.